went out and asked them, "Who it is you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said, and Judas the traitor was standing there with them. When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they said. Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. If you are looking for me, then let these men go." This happened so that the words he had spoken would be fulfilled, "I have not lost one of those you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus commanded Peter, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?" Then the detachment of soldiers with its commander and the Jewish officials arrested Jesus. They bound him. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. After Jesus had a very tough time in the garden while he was praying, and he was struggling with the decision to go forward, and he was asking his Father if it was okay for him to remove this cup from him. And we see that he was stressed out so much that his sweat started coming like as blood. A very tough moment in the ministry and the life of Christ, the toughest moment in his life, was that prayer that he made in that garden. And then finally, he gave it to the Father and said, "Let your will be done," and committed himself to the cause that the Father has sent him. So after this prayer, Jesus was encouraged by the angels from heaven. We read that there, and he was empowered by the Holy Spirit that he took his across the lake. We see that he went to the other side of the Kidron Valley. And there he knew that he will be confronted with the soldiers and other Jewish leaders who would eventually take him and kill him. So he went there in that garden and waiting for what was to come, that he knew what was there to come. Not afraid, not anymore stressed out, but at peace with himself and the Father, that he was going to take up that cup that God, the Father, wanted him to take when he sent him to this world. The Son of God himself gave up his own self for the sake of others. So here we see that when the soldiers came along with the Jewish leaders and Judas to capture Jesus, he was unlike in the garden, unlike Adam and Eve who sinned, and when God came with the justice of his righteousness, they were hiding. Adam, in the first Adam in the Garden of Eden. Here we see that second Adam, which is Jesus Christ, is not hiding anymore. He's confronting sin and evil. And not only that, he's stepping up. He's not hiding like the first Adam did. He boldly stepping up and saying, "Who do you want?" And they said, "Jesus. If you are looking for Jesus, it is me. This is I." And then he steps forward as any good leader will do, to step forward in front of the people who followed him. But things did not turn the way the disciples thought it would. When Jesus stepped forward, he was surrendering himself, and the disciples thought, "Is he not going to fight?" That's what the natural thought that we all have in our mind when we go for such a confrontation. You're going to fight. That's what confrontation means. But Jesus taught the world a new way of confronting enemies, confronting evil, confronting injustice, by suffering for the enemy you confront evil. He stepped forward for his people. That's what we see, stepping forward for his people. He said, if you are looking for me, this is me, Jesus. You take me and let these people go. So he was giving himself up to the authorities and pleading for the disciples to be freed. That was the whole purpose of the mission that he wanted to accomplish in this world. Giving himself up for the death and the suffering so that we don't have to go through that death and suffering anymore. To free us from our bondage of sin and our death. That's what he was giving up for himself. And he still gives up himself even today. And saying that, I will take up the burdens for you. For those who are burdened, come unto me. Come unto me, I will give you rest and I will take up the burdens for you. And Peter, who was there, will see the next step. Peter says that, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. Jesus is still there, stepping up for you and me, just like he did in the Garden of Gethsemane. Stepped up for his disciples, he's stepping up for us today. Taking up the burdens and the battles that we have to face every day. He battles with us and he confronts that with us in and for us. And then he stepped up with authority. We see that I am he. And he has the full authority, like we read in the Bible, in the Old Testament, when Moses asked God, what is your name? And Jesus, I am who I am. I am that I am. And that's what Jesus was saying here. I am here. That who is the I am. And take me. And his divine proclamation, I am, caused his enemies to fall down. And we see that there they all fell down. So his authority and power was displayed splendidly in front of everyone. And then disciples probably got, you know, pumped up when they saw that all those soldiers fell down and backwards with so much power that went through them. That could have been an opportunity for Jesus to escape. But he did not. He did not. The King of all earth allowed them to rise and arrest him. And he gave himself up. That's what the truth is. It was not that they arrested him, but he gave himself up. They could not arrest him. Because the whole power, they fell back and fell down. They could not. But he himself waited for them to come up and take him away. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world was to be sacrificed. He stepped forward with authority because he stepped forward as the Son of God. Then Jesus stepped forward with forgiveness and healing. We sometimes mistake ourselves for the battle that we face, have to be confronted and fought with force and evil and hatred. The Christian does not win the war with evil by making the enemy to suffer. That's the greatest lesson that the world has learned through Jesus Christ on that night. Peter had carried a sword with him. He knew something was not going to go right. Sometimes we do that too. Carry our own weapons to fight for God. But that's not what Jesus wanted. So as soon as the soldiers came to arrest him, Peter thought this was a good time to fight. Or at least, I mean, as a human being, I would think so too. If it was going to be like any other religious groups or cults that we have seen in the past, that's what Peter wanted, to be a cult. You'll fight and kill. But what would have happened if there was a bitter fight there? I'm sure the soldiers probably had more swords and people had people with them than Jesus and Peter. It would have been a disaster for all of them to have been killed. But Jesus taught otherwise, and he spoke to Peter and said, put your sword back. those who take up the sword will perish by the sword. And Jesus prevented a big disaster from happening. And you know what happened? The person who was cut by the sword by Peter lost his ear. And we read that. That's what happens when Christians start to fight, because we are not trained for that. Peter was not trained as a soldier to fight. I believe he was shooting or hoping to get his neck, to cut him off. But he was not trained on it, so only he could get his ear. And Jesus took that ear and put it back and healed him in front of that confrontation that could have been disastrous. Jesus showed it otherwise, that you will go beyond loving your enemy, not only loving your enemy, heal your enemy, restore them. So the Christians are here taught to be healers of your enemies. We win the war by healing and comforting our enemies. Peter saw that this was a power struggle. And Jesus knew it was not a power struggle. The power has always been won. The battle has been won when he committed himself to the suffering for the death, for the sins. Then we are, as Christians, to step forward into a world full of evil and enemies surrounding us, like the Pilate and the Herods and Judas. Those kind of enemies are surrounding all over around us all the time. And we have to step forward. And Jesus prayed for the disciples just before this and said that, Father, it is not that I want you to take my disciples away from this world, but I want them to go out into the world so that they can spread this love and healing to other people. Peter says in his letter later on, when he turned around and became the greatest apostle, he says that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own possession, so that we might declare the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Jesus prevented a battle of swords, and he illustrated that his own teaching, that by loving enemy and healing them, we win them over. Our goal is not to win over them, but our goal as Christians is to win them over. And that is done through healing and caring for our enemies. God is still asking us to go out and step forward with the message of compassion and caring and healing. The best way to avenge yourself is not to become like the wrongdoer. One of the great authors has written like that. The best way to avenge yourself is not to become like the wrongdoer. We are taught to be otherwise, loving our enemies, comforting them in their problems and caring for them. The name of the soldier that Jesus healed was listed there by John as Malchus. Malchus was restored and he lost nothing. But Peter lost the chance to be like Christ in loving the enemy. And because of that, they all fled him. All the disciples started running away because they thought Jesus was going to fight with a sword. But Jesus taught otherwise, that you are going to be fighting with love and care and compassion. You only win by making that enemy a friend. And this means that you don't sacrifice the enemy, but like Jesus, you sacrifice yourself for the sake of the enemy. This is the message of the Passover, the night that Jesus celebrated with his disciples. And he shared the cup and the bread. He was teaching the lesson of sacrifice, the sacrifice of yourself giving up for your enemies. One other thing that I happened to notice, that Peter cut off the ear of Malchus, but Peter was the one who lost hearing that night. He lost his own hearing because he was more close than to the message of violence and hatred. And Jesus opened up his heart later on by restoring him and sending him as the apostle whose name is actually Peter, on whose rock, on this rock I will build my church. And he became this rock of the church, as we read it later on. So today, tonight, as we come before the table, it is the Holy Spirit working through us and in us, asking us to step forward like Jesus did, to love our enemies, to heal them when they need healing, to care for them when they need caring. And our battle is not to win over them, our battle is to win them over. May God bless us as we come before the table tonight, as people of God, reminding ourselves that the mission for us is still going until Jesus comes in final victory and when we eat in his heavenly banquet again. So come before this table as the ushers guide you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. From the earth you bring forth bread and create the fruit of the vine. You formed us in your image, delivered us from captivity, and made covenant to be our sovereign God. You fed us with manna in the wilderness and gave us grapes as evidence of the promised land. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven.
Glory, 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 Lord, O God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son Jesus Christ. When we turned aside from your way and abused your gifts, you gave us in him your crowning gift, emptying himself that our joy might be full. He fed the hungry, healed the sick, ate with the scorned and forgotten, washed his disciples' feet, and gave a holy meal as a pledge of his abiding presence. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, he gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he took the bread and gave thanks to you, and broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is dying. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us who gather here, and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forevermore. Amen. Now you may come forward. Thank you. Let us pray and give thanks to God. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
People of God, go in peace, remembering the night that Jesus gave himself for us, that we are to go out into the world and give ourselves for others. May God bless you as we leave tonight with peace.